Thank you for tuning in to our midweek podcast with Pastor Dinesh Mitchell. We hope this message will bless you and your family.
Hi, everybody. Today, we are going to talk about how to walk in your true identity. How to walk in your true identity. When you are fulfilling the purpose of God, or you want to fulfill the purpose of God, one of the first things that you need to know is who you are. And many Christians, at least 70-80% of the Christians around the world, do not know who they are really. Only the one who creates us can tell us who we are. Apple produced a phone. It was called the iPhone. Apple named the phone iPhone. iPhone 1, I don't know, iPhone. They call it the iPhone, then iPhone 2G, 3G, all kinds of things. And now Apple 16, most awaited, even here in Sri Lanka. Okay, so you know that the creator names. In the same manner, we see that how God created the human being. God created man and woman. God has the ability to name and tell the function that this human being should be performing here on the earth, because he created all things. Knowing that is very key, and there is a lot of misinterpretations of this, and as a result, many people do not know who they really are, and as a result, they're trying to be somebody else. They're striving to be somebody else, and they're striving after something that they are not. And as a result, now we even have a lot of confusion. Even when it comes to gender, there is so much of confusion because they don't know who they really are. And you cannot know who you really are except from the Creator Himself. Like I talked about Apple. Oh, Apple knows all the features. We might not use all the features, but Apple knows all the features. And sometimes, you know, you hear about these videos that gives hacks, you know, iPhone hacks, which means things that you did not know before. I am going to give you a life hack so that you know your identity in Christ Jesus. So how to know your identity, you need to go back to the Word of God, because the Word of God is where it is stated how we came into being, how we came into existence. Are you here with me? Now, if you are here with me, comment on this video. Just don't watch it. Share this video. Okay, identity. How do you enter it? Number one, the first thing that you got to know, this is not this is not one of those titles or whatever, but I want you to understand this. The first thing we got to understand here is, how did we come into being? How did we come into existence? In Genesis chapter number 1, it talks about how the world came into existence. Day by day, things were created. And look at this, okay? Verse number 9, it says, and God said, let the water, let's go to verse number 11. Let the earth bring forth grass, herbs, yields. Let the earth bring forth. So in other words, the dirt brought the trees, the dirt. He didn't just only speak, he spoke to the ground so that the ground brings it. So it was brought out of dirt. Then he goes on to, you know, and it talks about this, all these trees that are coming. Then verse 14 talks about, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide day from night. Sun and moon and stars are created on the fourth day, and the Lord brought them out of the firmament, out of the atmosphere. Gases were brought together, and sun and moon and stars are created. Okay, now look at this. Verse number 20, let the waters abound. And in the fifth day, living creatures, abundance will bring forth an abundance of living creatures. And let birds fly above the earth and face. So you see, in verse number 20, 21, it talks about great sea creatures, living things and things that move. It came out of the animals came out of the ground. The sea creatures came out of the sea. So sea means water and dirt. And the animals out of the dirt. Now, if you take the fish out of the water, it will not be able to live. Why? Because everything that God created had to be in that atmosphere to exist. Are you getting this? In the atmosphere that it was created, the sun, that's why when a star falls, they call it a meteor shower or whatever. Okay, I hope you got that. When it enters the earth's atmosphere, it cannot stay. It burns. It burns. In the same manner, look at this, how God created man and woman. And when it came to creating God, creating man and woman, this is what he said. Then God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures according to all the kind. That is the next one, verse 24, verse number 26. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Our image, our likeness. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit says, let's create. And they spoke to themselves, because it says that the man and the woman came out. Are you getting this? Came out. Man was brought forth first as a spirit, because God is a spirit. Are you getting this? God is a spirit. Then you can't see God. Now you can't see, you know, I can say I can sense the presence of God. And many people who say, I sense it. You don't see him because he's a spirit. But to function on the earth, the man had to be given an earth suit. That was the earth suit that in Genesis chapter number 2, you see God creates this earth suit for the man. So man cannot actually exist without God. Fulfill the call of God without God. Know their identity without God, because he was created by the Lord himself. Out of his spirit, he brought him. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And many people even sometimes says, you know, you're dirt, you're worthless. Always remember this. No, you got to understand, that is the wrong thinking. God doesn't want you to think like you're dirt. He gave you in charge of the earth, because it was through him, from him, you were created. And look at this. The King David says this in Psalm 139, verses 13 and 16. It says, for you formed me my inward parts. Every human being is an integrated masterpiece and creation of the Lord. Hallelujah. You covered me in my mother's womb. Hallelujah. You covered me in your mother's, in my mother's womb. What a wonderful statement. David had a revelation. David had a revelation that the work of humans on the earth is only the work of God. Hallelujah. Whether you know him or not, all creation comes into life because of him. And that is why he is the only person that can give your life's assignment. He is the only person that can give you identity. When you exist with him, when you invite Jesus into your life, and you, that place that was made void because of sin, and when Jesus came and died, now you got access to once again have his presence dwelling inside of you. By that you are able to live what God has called you to live. Hallelujah. You were called to rule heaven's extension called earth. It's like McDonald's. The franchise, whether you go to US, whether you go to India, whether you go, it's all alike. It's the same thing. They have the same sort of burgers and same sort of food spread, and everything has been done the same, because why? It is a franchise. Heaven's franchise is earth. That's why Jesus prayed, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, we are not waiting to die and go to heaven, but we know that we have an assignment. That's why God put here. That's why we, when we receive salvation, we understand that there is a life's assignment and a purpose, and it only starts by you knowing who you are. And that only comes by you accepting Jesus into your heart. When you accept Jesus, you begin to understand that you are just not here passing by, but you are here to fulfill kingdom of heaven's purpose here on the earth. You are supposed to rule. You are supposed to rule and to reign with Christ Jesus and his power and authority, not only in heaven, but you are seated with Christ in the heavenly places, but you are able to operate here on the earth with that spirit. And that's why Jesus showed. Jesus said, this is how you rule. When the storm came, He spoke to the storm and showed, hey, this is my spirit. When you operate with my spirit, with the faith that I've given to you, you have authority over the storm. That's why he healed the sick and said, hey, this is why I have given you authority, that you, when you rule, you are able to rule with heaven's authority and cast sickness out. Hallelujah. Are you getting this? When there is lack, he said, give me the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. I'll show you how it multiplies. Hey, are you getting this? Your purpose can only be found in the Lord. And your true identity is not saying that you are dirt and you are going back to dirt and you are no value, no worth. Yes, of course, we understand that we do not have any value or worth, but because of the Spirit of God that lives inside of us, we are worth much more than we could think or imagine. Hallelujah. This is for somebody who's listening right now. You are much worth much more than what you are even thinking, because you were worth. Jesus died for you even before you came. That's how much you are worth, because he wanted to see that you are reconciled with the Father and you are able to once again live the full life that God has for you. John chapter 10 verses 10 says, the enemy comes to steal, kill and destroy, but I have come to give you life. Jesus is saying this, but life more abundantly. Hallelujah. The abundant life through receiving Christ is only lived when you understand now a price is paid, because you are a son and a daughter and you have an assignment here on the earth, and that assignment is to manage earth well as a son and a daughter. Manage earth well, which means whether you are in the fashion industry, whether you are in the IT industry, whether you are in the banking industry, education, politics, whatever that you are, government rather, whatever area that God has put you in, you have the ability to rule. That word rule actually means, it's like, if you really break down that word in Genesis chapter number 1 verses 26, it's like bringing back a bone that was dislocated back to its place. You are able to bring in the judiciary, in the education system, wherever that is crooked, you are able to make it straight by the authority Christ has given to you, because you are a son, you are a daughter. This earth is not anybody else's but your Father's. You have a responsibility. Are you getting this? I hope you're getting this. So what blocks you from your true identity? 3 things block you from your true identity. Number one is your old identity. Sometimes we can't walk in the God-given identity that the Lord has given to us because of things that people have said. Maybe your parents, maybe teachers, maybe a boss, maybe when you're growing up, your grandparents, so I don't know, whatever, society told you, you're an orphan, you're good for nothing, you're a curse. It's a kind of a common thing here, lingo in Sri Lanka, or Musala. Have you heard of these kind of words that I didn't speak in tongues here, it's in Sinhala. The native language here, we talk about, you know, how people are saying you're a curse, you're no good for nothing, you cannot be, and I've heard those things. And sometimes those things, for some people, linger throughout their entire lifetime. They cannot do anything else. They're able to not be successful at anything. They become addicts, and sometimes they become hopeless, and they fail at everything. And sometimes even it drives them to depression and suicide. It's a sad thing, but this is true. Words have great power. Your old identity. What are the things that people have spoken over your life that you can remember, that you can reject now and resist, so that those things don't operate in your life? Hallelujah. Are you getting this? Number two, the second thing that blocks you from your true identity is your occupation. When you ask, if I ask you who you are, I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm this, I'm an entrepreneur. Now you tell your occupation, but get, let me tell you, your occupation is not who you are. Your true identity is that you're a son and a daughter. So whatever you do in your family, in the church, in the society, on the earth, anything that you do, when you look at it as a part of what the Lord has given you to rule, you're always looking at what can I do to make things better. Or else people are only stuck by their occupation. Sometimes people are, I hear people so depleted, because from the time they wake up till they sleep, it's all about their work. Just go through the work of house and then go and do your occupation and come, and you are just given to it. And sometimes people just live that and that's it. You are not just here to just do work for somebody or just work and that's it. And no, there is a higher calling. There is something greater for you to accomplish. But that only comes when you know your true identity. Then you don't become a slave to the system. Even kids now are unable to live their full life. Why? From the time they go to school and come back and they take a break and they do homework until they sleep and that is the whole, and then extra classes. No, we cannot be driven by this system. Are you getting this? You have to make space to walk in your true identity. Then your occupation also doesn't become just another job, but you use that for the glory of the Father. And the finally, the third thing that blocks you from your true identity is circumstances. Whether you've been in poverty, or you've been an orphan, you have had the loss and challenges, and you can feel like you are defined by that. And some people say, you know, I'm depressed, no? And it's a single way of saying, rather Sri Lankan way, I would say. I'm sorry, Sri Lankan way of saying, you know, I'm depressed, no? I am stressed. So you define by what you're going through. What you go through is not who you are. I was abused. I was ostracized. I was marginalized. I was destroyed. No, you have to understand those are things that happen to you. That doesn't have to define you. Who you are is a son and a daughter. I'm going to say it again. Who you are is a son and a daughter. And God's original purpose in Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 26, 27 didn't change. That's why he sent Jesus, so that he can once again go and remain in man if he invites for the Spirit of God, so that he can fulfill the purpose here on the earth to make earth the prototype of heaven. Same as Jesus prayed. And Jesus said that is a priority when you pray. First thing that you do is invite the kingdom of heaven here onto the earth. So I want to encourage you today, know your true identity. Have the right thinking, right theology. Don't think like some people say, you know, you are not worth. No, no, you're worth. You're worth. That's why he didn't create you something. He created from inside of him. So you have the God spirit inside. Adam lost it, but Jesus got it back. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many of you are excited about it? So what blocks you? Old identity, things that have happened in the past. Number two, your occupation. Don't let your occupation just hold you for occupation only, but know what as a son, as a daughter, what you should be doing on the earth. Number three is your circumstances. Are you thinking and talking about only the things that have happened to you and it has now defined you? No, when you can break those, you can walk into your true identity. And when you walk into true identity, you find true purpose. And when you find true purpose, you change the world. Father, right now I pray in the name of Jesus that let this truth become a revelation, that every person that hears this, let the truth penetrate into them and help them to walk in the true identity, knowing that they are valued, that they are more than conquerors, the head and not the tail, through Christ Jesus, in Christ Jesus, that they are able to do the will of the Father here on the earth, whether it be in family, whether it be school, whether it be job, whether it be higher education, whatever profession, I declare and decree, it is coming to them right now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I hope this message is touching you and speaking to you. Please do not keep it to yourself. Share this video, share the link, subscribe if you're not subscribed to this YouTube channel. And of course, we have podcasts as well on Apple Podcast and as well as Google Podcast. You can go there and share this truth with somebody so that their life can be transformed. God bless you.
That's a wrap on today's Divine Breakthrough. Remember, every challenge is just a setup for your next miracle. See you soon in the next episode.